Welcome to Light Tree Healing and Breathing. Today I would like to talk about our connection to the ancestors and ancestral healing. Adult tissues retain a memory inscribed on their DNA of the embryonic cells from which they arose. Trauma can leave a chemical mark on a person's genes, which can then be passed down to future generations. This is called epigenetics or gene mutation, an alteration of the expression of the gene. Gene biologist Dr. Bruce Lipton has done extensive research over the last 30 or 40 odd years to explain why the human cell behaves the way it does when put to certain environments. And then there is a part of the gene which is called epigenetics or gene mutation, which already is carrying information. So that information is passed down from generation to generation, and some of that can be unresolved trauma. It can get trapped in the information as a pattern in the DNA. Initiation of awareness, sending energy to those parts that need new information, can also be achieved in breathwork and healing. Why do we believe this is possible? An invisible field of energy creates matter. So it makes sense to believe that if you can change the field, you can change matter. And this is the principle of which countless people continue to be healed. So today's intention in the ancestral healing meditation is to achieve that, is to place a new intention and information in the field to help whatever patterns that no longer serve us to be offered another place to go. So I invite you to close your eyes, sit down comfortably, lay down comfortably. Bring your awareness to your body, ground into the body, taking some deep breaths through your nose. Being aware of this moment in time as we connect to the ancestors. Make sure you have some water to drink afterwards, something to write on if you feel as if any messages came up. With love, I ask the ancestors to come forward. Today, I embark on a journey acknowledging anything that needs to be present here today. We take a deep breath and breathe into our body, breathing in and breathing out. Anything that needs to be present with our awareness. Sometimes that's all you need in the present moment, just to bring awareness into a safe space, which is your body. Breathing in and breathing out. Isn't it amazing what we can connect to with this breath? Breathing in, breathing out. And adult tissues retain a memory inscribed on their DNA of the embryonic cells from which they arose. Trauma can leave a chemical mark on a person's genes, which can then be passed down to future generations. This is called epigenetics, or gene mutation, an alteration of the expression of the gene. Let's breathe in and breathe out. Invocation. I am a complete picture of DNA of generations past. In order to begin my healing journey, I acknowledge the hard work that my ancestors endured to remain and pass down legacy and family lineage. As I arrive into the light with wisdom, I embark on the path to breath with life into all my areas of life. Breathing in and breathing out. Nice, long, deep breaths. Connecting with the conscious connective breath as we use here at Light Tree Healing and Breathing. Keeping your breath going. I ask that my ancestors to come forward as I release the imprint that has been bearing upon my system all my life. I invocate the ancestors and I ask them to release. O Father and Mother, who gave birth to me on this planet, with love I release all your suffering and pain. With my breath, I travel through my body, I release your pain, I release you, I release you, I release you. I release all the patterns that are associated with abundance and lack that you carry. Breathing in and breathing out. Keep going, you're doing so well. I release the feeling I have and the emotion I have held, as was shown to me by the keeper of the gates, the shaman in my vision, who gave permission to see the wound that had been harboring in my DNA for all this time. I gazed and felt the suffering that my ancestors held all their lives, from the pain and suffering of life breathing in and breathing out. You're doing so well. I release you, pattern, from my energy field and my aura. From 0 to 7 years old, from 7 to 14, from 14 to 21. Breathing in and breathing out. If you become aware of anything, acknowledge this with a subtle breath and just let it pass. It's okay. All messages are welcome, because we are here to deal with any wound, any trigger, any trauma, and that's okay. I am divine. I am here to heal. I am here to heal others, and the divine lives in me. I invocate the energy to dissolve all the patterns, timelines, multi-dimensional versions that hold such information. This no longer serves me or my lineage. My life and energies are all released from such knowledge that no longer serves me in this lifetime and all lifetimes to come ahead of me, for me and my future generations. Bless me with new information that serves my body and breath, with healing, abundance, and prosperity. Keep breathing. You're doing ever so well. I invocate the energy of health with new information that serves my body and breath with healing, vitality, and wellness. Inhaling and exhaling. I invocate the elements to assist in the process of new information. I write a new story for the new generations to come. Let the awareness and new patterns come and flow through me. I ask the divine, the source, the energy to heal me and make me whole again. In the process of receiving new information. You're all doing so well. Keep breathing. I ask that new information be placed into my field. All entanglements be replaced with love, gratitude, and compassion. I thank the ancestors who we cannot see because they are frequency and vibration and light, for coming today to joining us in this invocation to help all of humanity to put us on the path of our mission and purpose, and that we may serve each other as a loving and healing community and be of use to each other in exchange for love and service and purpose to each other, as was intended. I want you to ground back into your body, breathing through your nose, connecting back into the reality that surrounds you. I ask you to open your eyes very slowly. I want you to feel your face, looking around, taking in your environment, breathing in. After any practice, it is very important to ground back fully into your senses So making sure you can hear everything around you, see, breathe, touch, smell. Just giving yourself a pat for doing this amazing practice is very important work. Yes, you've just done an ancestral release. Wonderful. The knowledge of setting a new horizon and way of life. Yes, we acknowledge everything our ancestors have done for us. They have made it possible for us to be here. But we are setting new foundations, new grounds, a loving and harmonious world for all our children, all of mankind. Grounding back into our bodies, drinking some water, plenty of self-care, journaling, if that's what is needed. Anything arose in the session that you feel you want to write down. It doesn't have to be significant, it could be anything, but you need to write it down. I always invite journaling. It's the gold dust for us to use later on. Thank you so much for joining me today in this ancestral release at Lightree Healing and Breathing. If you want to connect, please go to the contact form on the website.